letting go of over the next several months until October. But the good news is that whatever it is that you're revisiting here, the end result, I think, will be quite profitable for you. So keep it, stick with it, stay determined. And I think that, you know, the end results of this, even though it's going to take a lot of work, will be positive. And so that's kind of the good thing about Saturn. It's really gratification once you get.
morning, everybody.
Good morning, April.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm balancing a different cat this morning, so.
Good, that means you're not.
I'm not sure why they want to be on me during this time period, but normally it's because my family's here and so I have my door shut and I left the door open because nobody's here and they're like, woohoo, it's party time in the meditation room. So.
Good morning, everybody. How are you feeling today?
Thumbs up from some, little nods from others. Good to see everyone. Let me get this mic up. I think you're going to like today. I think you're going to like this week. Because after yesterday, we covered so many little different things. So I'm like, okay. Here's what we're going to do today. Today we're going to work. You are going to be so relaxed by the end of today's class. It's going to be heavenly. Let's hope. And if you're not relaxed, then we need to know why, right? Well, we're going to be doing a lot of different techniques. Jesus, Karen. You know, sometimes that friend I told you about, Hanny Freewatt, who we will have come in to talk to you guys about how Christianity has been distorted, that it's, you know, how it's been misinterpreted. Part of when he was teaching us about the Bible, he said, what you have to understand about the Mideast is that it's about amplification. It's not five people who came to hear Jesus. It was 5,000, you know, and everything in the Mideast is like a fish story. Right? It gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And so you got to understand that about me. When I say a lot, I hear myself and I go, Karen, there's three techniques you're doing today. That's not a lot, but it feels like a lot, you know? So I think you're going to enjoy it. I think we're going to get you nice and relaxed. And so what I want to do is have you each, now you might not like this part, but you'll be okay. You guys are going to open us with a meditation this morning, doing just the sequence that I gave you, right? So we'll have one person just get us present, another person lead us through the invocation, another person lead us through, what are we doing? The resurrection breath, three-part breath, breath to soften and release, sipping breath, ujjayi breath, enjoy the after effect. Hong Sa, close us out. There's enough. Each one of you can do one. And we'll make it sure it's a nice order that you can follow. And then after that, I'm going to take you through some different practices for relaxation, right, of the body. We'll talk about relaxation as a metaphysical thing, as something that's mind and body and beyond, right? It's not just the Western concept of, oh, let me relax. We'll go into a little bit why in a meditation world, this type of relaxation can be so powerful. And these are simple, these are not long practices. These are simple practices that you can practice and get better at. And so that I'll be doing some of the work after that. But let's start you guys out with doing the practice. So are you okay if I assign each, oh, Brenda, yeah.
Can I just politely request to just listen?
Absolutely. I knew that. Absolutely. Okay. So I want you to take the one for today that you haven't done before. That would be the best. Okay. So we've got just becoming present, finding your seat, taking a few moments to become present. Who hasn't done that before? Would like to do that?
Kathleen? Okay. All right, let me just do that. Actually, I can write it in my little book here. And okay, so this is Kathleen. Okay, who would like to do the invocation? Ramon? Okay. Pranayama? Sequence. First part is we'll do a resurrection breath and take us into three part breaths. April?
So okay. I'm doing both those things? Or
yeah, because resurrection is just quick, and then three part breaths, okay? And then, so who would like to take us into three breaths to soften and release? Kelsey? Okay. Three sipping breaths, which I know you haven't officially learned, but you all know them. Okay, Steve? Three Ujjayi breaths? Ah, no takers. Okay, Lisa. All right. And then what we'll do after the Ujjayi breath, we're just going to sit there after the three. And then Agnieszka, do you want to take us into Hong Sa?
Okay.
And just drop us into Hong Sa from there. And the way to do that is simply after you've been sitting for a few moments, just now bring your attention back to the breath and then guide us into Hong Sa. Okay. And for all of you, just tell us what you're doing. You're not leading us in a meditation. You're just telling us what you are doing.
Oh, okay.
And what you're noticing, okay, as you're doing it. And what happens, hopefully, as you're doing this, is that every time you do this or you hear someone else leading it, you're maybe noticing something you hadn't noticed before. So it's really okay, like if you're leading sipping breath and you're doing it, you've done it, you know, 100 times, but today you're doing it and you're really noticing the air on the tip of your tongue as opposed to the roof of your mouth. You go, so notice the tongue that I'm noticing the air at the tip of my tongue. Then it's going up to the top of my mouth and I'm feeling it, you know, whatever, something that you've noticed for the first time. That's a great way to approach this so that you stay fresh in how you're doing it. Does that make sense? Okay. So who do we, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Who do I not have? Steve, what are you doing? Oh, you're doing sipping breaths. Who isn't on here yet? Lisa. Okay. Lisa, what I'd like you to do is you have a choice here. You can either take us from Hong Sa, and Agnieszka, the way we're going to know we're done with Hong Sa is you're going to say, now inhale joy and exhale contentment. And that's how we'll know Hong Sa is coming to a close. Okay. And we don't need to sit for 3 minutes doing Hong Sa. Just a minute is fine or so.
Inhale joy.
I will not be talking the whole time, right? There will be.
No. You're going to guide us into Hong Sa and then you're going to just let us rest there. And if your mind wanders, you go, and if your mind wanders like mine just did, come back to the mantra or the breath, whatever you bring your mind back to, tell us to do that.
Okay.
Okay. And stay in Hong Sa long enough for your mind to wander.
This is going to be long.
I know, exactly. Thank you. And so then Lisa, what would be sweet is if you're okay with then, as we close that out, closing us with either an Om Shanti or let's just, yeah, lead us through an Om Shanti with wherever you're, you don't want to, is that face?
I just don't do that well part.
You
I don't know, because we haven't been doing it in class together, so my Om is a little off key.
Oh, that doesn't matter. I know. Okay. But see, I don't want to add stress to you right now. So.
Sorry, this is day 6 of my work week and I just got off work last night at like 10:30. So I'm still tired.
Tired. So then do this. How would you feel about doing this? Just saying, and so let's bring ourselves back into our bodies. Wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes, stretch your arms, stretch your legs.
and whatever you do, that's what you're doing. And then let's just take a deep breath and when you're ready, open your eyes. How about that? You're muted, sweetie.
That's okay. I can do a blessing too. I can do that. That's fine. However you guys want me to do it.
Okay. What I want you to do is to just close this out and bring us back to our eyes open. And the key here is, and then when you feel ready, when I feel ready, we're going to open our eyes. So some of you may want to sit for another 10, 20 seconds, right? Following me? And so there we go. So everybody's a little bit, Ramon, yes.
Just a quick question. Do you want me to say Om Shanti Shanti at the end of the invocation, or do you want to just leave that for?
No. Here's what I do. I always just do what I feel.
Okay, gotcha.
If it feels incomplete, I add Om Shanti Shanti. If it feels complete, I don't say it at all. And I want to encourage you to do the same thing.
Okay. All right.
Okay. You'll feel it. You either feel this, I want to say it, or you'll feel like, oh, I'm complete. And if you're in the middle, don't do anything.
Okay.
All right. So after this, I will relax you. All right. So no pressure. You're doing what you're doing. You're doing what you're doing. Telling us that. Okay, so who's opening us up? Kathleen, you're going to open us up. So it's all yours, my dear.
Okay. So first thing I'm doing is taking a big belly breath in and connecting with my sit bones at the same time on my cushion. And for me, I'm in a kneeling position and feeling my shins and the tops of my feet connecting with the ground. And back up my legs. I feel my sit bones again. And up my spine, opening my shoulders, rolling them back. Relaxing and continuing up the top of my head. Another deep breath in my belly. And I just have my hands, palms down and my thighs. I'm just slowly noticing the noises around me. And then back to my breath. And I'll pass it from here.
Okay, I'm going to go on and start our invocation. O Great Spirit, saints and sages of all religions, all places and all times, and to my very own Ishta Devata, I bow to you all. Sweep clear the obstacles on our path and lead us to that other shore of that ocean of awareness. O ye powers that be, help us to awaken in all aspiring souls your eternal wisdom and unselfish love. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Now I'm going to inhale. I'm turning my head to the left and I exhale two quick breaths. Bringing my head forward. And as I take a nice deep breath, I'm saying to myself, begin again. And now I'm starting a deep inhale into my belly, feeling my navel expand. The breath rises up into my chest and under my collarbones. I feel just a slight pause at the top of the breath. And then as I exhale out, I'm releasing from my head down into my shoulders and my neck, opening up my throat, taking another deep breath into my belly, into my chest, up under the collarbones. Feel the pause at the top of the breath. And as I exhale, I'm releasing my jaws and my eyes, my throat, the back of my neck and my shoulders and my arms, feeling the weight of my hands onto the top of my legs. And one more deep breath, I'm breathing in through my belly, through my chest, feeling my rib cage expand up under the collarbones, shoulders, feeling more spacious. And as I exhale deeply, feeling my chest, my shoulders fall, relaxing into my torso, my legs are relaxing, feeling my navel draw in, and feeling that pause at the end of the breath.
So I'm continuing to breathe slow and soft. And on my next inhale, I'm going to scan gently through my body, from the top of my head down to my toes. And just searching for a place of tightness and tension. And when I find it, gently letting my attention focus there. And I like to imagine my attention almost as a warm beam of spring sunshine. In that place of tension as a new spring flower, tight in a bud. And with each inhale, I let the sun shine on that bud and it gently opens to the spring. With each exhale, I like to imagine just a warm, gentle spring breeze blowing over that area. Just continue breathing on the inhale, the bud gently opening. On the exhale, warm, gentle breeze. And one more. Inhale. Let the bud gently open. Exhale. Warm, gentle breeze.
Okay, we're going to do three sipping breaths. We'll do, if it helps, do it to a count of five, about a second for every count. And so let's start by, again, finding our seat. Relax for a second. And then we're going to breathe sipping breath at a slow, roughly 1 second count of five. So breathe in. Hold for a second. Feel the coolness of the air coming in and then breathe out. Just let all the air out. Hissing, kind of. And we'll do another one. Feel the coolness as you come in to a count of five and hold at the top. So here we go. Just hold if you're at a holding point now and then let it out. I like to imagine just kind of a hissing, like the air coming out of a tire. And we're just going to do one more now. Sipping breath, breathing in at an approximate count of five. feel the coolness as it comes in through the mouth. So here we go. Hold, pause for a second if it's comfortable, and then let it hiss out like the air coming out of a tire. Okay.
Okay, if you're feeling ready, let's begin to wiggle our toes, coming back into our body. No?
Hang on. Yeah, we've got a Ujjayi breath and Hong Sa. So you're good for a few more minutes, Lisa. Okay.
Okay, we're going to move into connecting with the sound of our breath through ocean-sounding breath, Ujjayi breath. We'll keep our... We're going to inhale and inhale through the nose and exhale through the mouth while keeping our mouth closed. If you can imagine your exhalation would be like you're fogging up a mirror, but you're going to do that with the lips together. So again, sitting nice and tall, let's inhale through the nose. And then exhale, keeping the mouth closed, trying to create that sound in the back of your throat. And we'll do two more of those. Inhaling through the nose. Exhaling, keeping the mouth closed, creating that ocean sounding breath. One more. Inhaling through the nose. Feel that breath in the back of the throat. And then just release that technique.
So Agnieszka, can you bring us into Hong Sa?
Okay.
I continue to rest my awareness on the breath, just noticing the breath coming in, the breath flowing out. Allowing the breath to breathe me rather than controlling the breath in any way. I'll begin to add a sound, just a mental sound, the mantra hung as I inhale and sa as I exhale. So letting the breath breathe me, breathe itself, I begin to attach that sound. Hung, sa. And if my mind wanders ever so gently, I bring it back to watching this passive breath breathing me mentally repeating hum as I inhale, sa as I exhale. One more round. And then inhaling joy. Exhaling contentment.
As we sit here and enjoy this after effect. Let's start to come back into our bodies. I start to wiggle my toes first and kind of just loosen up as I go up my body again and wiggling my fingers. I invite you to come back into your body and just feel the sensations to the edges. As you're ready, begin to open your eyes.
Well done, everybody. Well done. Well done. You showed up. You did it with no warning. And you did it. You did it. That's all we want right now. It's all we want. It's for you to become comfortable verbalizing what you're doing. Okay? And for the rest of us, it's about, and this is important, showing up for what that person is saying and following that. Not what you think you know, but allowing yourself the experience of showing up fresh for another way of experiencing the technique. Okay? So wonderful. Well done. Well done. Are you getting more comfortable with this? Some yes, some not so. All right, okay. Well, we're going to keep doing it. So eventually you'll all be really comfortable with it. So, all right. Before we continue on, any questions from yesterday?
Yes.
Okay.
So you mentioned yesterday that the body scan also, like, it's the first time I've heard this mentioned before when doing body scans is paying attention to the main chakras, and except for skipping kind of, didn't you talk about that? I wrote it down.
I did, but it was not, it was in context of guiding. These are key areas of the body. And when you are doing it or leading it, you know you're in a chakra center. Nobody else needs to know. Body scan, traditionally, the way it's been brought into our culture through the mindfulness-based stress reduction, I mean, mind you, body surveying was around long before that, but the word body scan has become so associated with that, that we wouldn't use the word chakras at all. But what we know, what you know, is when you're in the throat, what are the sensations in the throat? You know you are helping somebody become more aware of that chakra. When we're in the chest, it's not just a physical body part, like my forearm, that I am paying attention to, it's going to be more complicated in areas where there are chakras. The sensation in my arm right here may be just more physical. It's a sense of muscles and tendons and bones. You get into the throat, the heart, the gut, the abdomen. There's emotions, there's energy from the chakras that are in there that we are also sensing. So it's just a little more complicated, and we just want to be aware of that.
Great, because what I...
Does that help?
Yeah, and because I had a question mark around that part. Like, yeah. I felt like I wanted to dive deeper into that. Like, you know, like, is that why it's harder to relax those areas? You know, is that why it's... Because I find my whole torso... Like I can relax my shoulders and kind of my rib cage, you know, when I'm in a body scan, but it's really more subtle relaxation or not relaxation, but releasing in those areas. And I've wondered why. I'm just curious if that is why, like if there's that link.
That makes total sense to me.
Okay.
Makes total sense to me. Yeah. And I'd just be really clear. There's a real difference between going in and becoming familiar with the sensation of a chakra. That's a very different skill. That's a very different technique than a body scan. But for us to just be aware that when we're in these centers, there's going to be more sensation because they are active. They are active in different ways. Did that sort of answer it then?
I think so. Yeah. Okay. Like my mind still wants to explore this, but you know, yeah.
Yeah. I guess what it is how do I say this? It's like nobody has to know anything about that to benefit from the body scan, right? But once you know that, oh, these sensations, the sensation of my baby finger is okay. I can feel tingling. I can kind of sense. The more I do it, I can sense my fingernail. I can sense, you know, that there's a more denseness maybe in the middle. I feel air on it. It's very physical oriented, right? I get into these areas and it's just good for me to know that the tightness is maybe not a muscle tightness.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. Yes. And we're never going to say that.
Right.
But we are helping people, you are helping yourselves learn to read the cues the body is sending you.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
April, if you want to dive any deeper, I have some good book recommendations. Just text me and I'll let you know.
No, Kathleen, no, we're not going there in this class. I have a whole system of chakra.
Oh, okay.
We're going to learn later. I don't want to confuse this with anybody else's systems. Okay. We're going to learn that system just for cohesion in this class. And, you know, I don't want to confuse the waters with that at this point. So chakras are a whole world. It's a whole world of energy. We're going to deal with that in the summer. For now, we're going to just kind of stay.
We could talk about it later, but it's just was fascinating to me because, you know, all the years past working with my chakras with you with rotations and really trying to find certain ones, I've really struggled with that. And so when you brought it up with the body scan, it was like my brain lit up, like maybe this is my way in, right?
Okay, so remember I said there's relaxation, there's body scan, and then there's the subtle energy, becoming aware of the subtle energies. And that technique, we probably won't get to it today, but we'll hopefully get to it next week. This, the body scan, is the world in between softening the muscles, the relaxation, becoming aware of the sensations in the body, and some of them are physical, some of them are subtle. Yes. And so that's a transition to becoming more aware of the subtle energy, which is what the 61-point meditation starts to train us for.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yep.
Okay. So I probably shouldn't have said it, but brought up a good question. So, okay. Anything else from yesterday? Brenda, yeah.
I have a question about the opening meditation that we did. And this has happened two times that we've done it, and I keep forgetting to ask. There's not, and you're probably doing this on purpose, there's not much guidance around the rotation and the breath. And so I'm used to thinking, breathe in and it goes up, or breathe in and it goes down, or whatever. And it's just, if I'm trying to breathe and go at your pace, I'm going to hyperventilate. So are we just breathing whatever?
If I don't give you an instruction on the breath, it's deliberate, right? You're just breathing however, and that we're really just working with the mind.
Yeah.
Coordinating the breath is the next skill set, right? And that's, once again, that's the retreat in the summer is where we'll be doing that kind of stuff. So, for now, it's like, it's literally the mind can move quickly, and I'm just trying to get you to move through. You don't even have to feel the centers. We're just, the way that the saying is, you should write this down, where the mind goes, the energy follows. Where the mind goes, the energy follows. And this relates to my mind goes into my shoulder. The energy goes to my shoulder. It goes, my mind goes to the thought that asshole, why they cut me off. That's where my energy is going. It's where your mind is going. That's where your energy is pouring. What we're trying to do with this is just get you used to letting your mind move up and down, letting your mind find these places in your body. However it's going to. Some people, like April is so visual, it's visual for her. Kelsey, we just found out, is also visual. That image of the flower, right? To help her kind of open to the sensation. Other people are absolutely not visual at all. And they're sitting there going, am I there? I don't know. But all you have to do is think throat, think heart, think navel, and your mind is going there. It's like the way they say it is, actually I don't know that they say it this way, but the way they open it up is that different personalities, different minds work with different cues and have different ways in. And there's more than one way into the middle. Right. And so for some of us, I just sense it. I'm not a strong visualizer. Somebody like Steve's going to think it. He's going to think it, and that's going to put the energy there. Somebody like people like April and Kelsey will get a visual image to help them find it. Is that? Yeah.
Yeah.
So if I don't give you a breath, don't worry about the breath. Yeah.
What was interesting is, and I didn't realize it until afterward, was about partway through it, I was actually almost like I was watching like a movie of it happening instead of me. And I don't know if that was just a distancing thing but it was really weird. And so after I was like, wait a minute, I wasn't actually in it. I was watching it, and it was very bizarre.
Well, how about we say, oh, is that interesting? I was watching it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that, Brenda. Nothing wrong with that. Don't go to distancing. Nothing wrong with that. Okay. Anybody else from yesterday?
Karen, right. You mentioned the word retreat, and I was wondering how can we register, or is there?
I haven't quite opened it back up again because you have your spot. You have a spot, but we just haven't had a chance to wrap our head around. Wait, we need to go in and open, and then let you guys know it's open, so you can go in and register.
Okay.
We don't want new people registering. We're full. We have a wait list. And, and it is getting complicated because the way the guidelines are now, and the retreat center has changed its guidelines. If people are vaccinated, if everybody at the retreat is vaccinated, we don't have to wear masks. And when I planned this retreat working with the breath, I was really hoping we wouldn't be wearing masks because it's kind of hard to do breath work with a mask. So I'm in the process of trying to figure out how I can do this because I've got a few people who don't want to be vaccinated. And I kind of checked to see if I could get somebody to come in and video and do that, what that would cost. And that's not going to quite work. Because the retreat center is not set up that I can actually trying to coordinate the Zoom with the retreat and the options we have for the different places to be is more than we are. We don't have the infrastructure for that kind of. So I'm just trying to figure out how to make that work, because I would really like to have the retreat without masks. And so if everybody's vaccinated, we don't have to have masks, and that's just the rules. So
is the retreat center going to be doing like verification, like proof of vaccine, or how are they?
Well, I didn't ask that question. I just assume people will say yes or no. They are, or they aren't. And I would just believe them. I didn't even think about that.
I mean, I think in our community, I would also trust that, but I'm just wondering, you know, businesses are trying to figure this out right now, like what step they're going to take and how.
That is such a Capricorn question. I love it when you guys are so you. I just love it when you are so you, you know? So I don't know where they're discussing it. I haven't asked that question. I mean, April and I went out last week and we just discovered all this. We just learned all this. And it was kind of like, oh, because I don't know, in my head, I figured everything would be better by August and would not be an issue, to be honest. It hadn't even occurred to me. I just thought the world would be back to normal. I didn't expect this new increase, new rises. Certainly what's going on in India was not in my plan, you know, so, and I don't want to make light of it. It's tragic. It's absolutely tragic. But, so yes, Agnieszka, we will open it up. You do have a spot. You and Ramon, and there's a couple other people who haven't quite registered. But we'll get that. We'll let you know when.
Thank you.
But if you do want to start making plane reservations, we will, we've got people who will come and help coordinate you guys. If you can maybe coordinate flights so that you and Ramon maybe arrive around the same time. We've got somebody coming in from Houston, somebody from Florida, and a couple of people from Houston. We'll try and coordinate so we can pick you guys up from the airport so you don't need to rent a car or anything like that. We'll take care of that transportation for you. Which is a bit of an aside there. So, okay. All right. So with that, any other questions from yesterday? All right. Then let's do this. Can everybody lay down? Does everybody have a way to lay down? Steve, can you lay down on the couch or?
Yeah, I'm completely set up here with my couch, so I can easily lay down.
Okay. Let's do this next part laying down. Just make sure you can hear me. Kathleen, are you going to be able to lay down where you are? And Lisa? Lisa, okay. All right. Then let's give us
a minute to kind of prepare our space.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Yeah. Yeah, take a minute to prepare your space.
Got it.
And while you're preparing, I want you to know I will be sending you these patternings, but I would like you today to just, you don't have to memorize or think that, oh, I need to try and remember everything she's doing. I'd like you today to just experience it. And that's it. Just experience it. Okay. So. Let me see if I can see everybody. Okay, so here's roll call. If you are ready, Kathleen, are you ready? Oh, you can't unmute. Forget everybody. I'm going to assume that since everybody's there, you're good. Oh, Kathleen, you aren't there. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So we just want you laying flat on your back. We want you to be, well, how do we say this? Make sure that your body is in alignment so that your spine is straight, that your right and left legs, your right and left arms are of equal weight and balance. In other words, be balanced and in alignment. We don't want like something under your left hip where your left side is out of kilter. Okay. And what we're going to do, these are quick exercises. And I'm going to tell you right now that the first time through this first one, you're not going to be able to do it. Okay. We're going to do it several times. And each time you're going to get a little more awareness. And I promise you that the awareness grows the more you do it. But so this first time out, just follow my words as best you can. Okay. What I'm going to ask you to do is I'm going to be asking you to tighten, tense body parts. Now I don't want you to tense it to the point where you're vibrating. Just tense it. Just like right now with your hand is open. I want you to just begin to bring your fingers up so that they're maybe at a 90 degree angle to your palm. Do you feel that level of tension there? It's pretty light tension. Now bring your fingers in so that they're touching your thumb, but they're not really squeezing into a fist. It's a little higher level of tension. And then squeeze your fist, hand into a fist. So that's the tight tension. We're not looking for that in this exercise. Release your hand so it's just half open and feel that level of tension. That's about where we want to go. And then open to its not quite relaxed, but just a little bit tension and then relaxing completely. Okay, so do not use the breath. Just breathe as you need to. And let's go. I'd like you to tense your left foot. Keep it tensed. Tense your right foot. Keep them both tensed. Tense your left calf and your right calf. Tense your left thigh and your right thigh. Tense your left buttock and your right buttock. Okay, now just kind of, can you got them all? See if you can find them. So basically from your butt down through your legs, everything's got some tension. Okay. Now keep those. You're going to keep the tension as we add new parts. Tighten your lower abdomen, your upper abdomen and your stomach. And now your left forearm and your right forearm, your left upper arm, your right upper arm, your left chest, and your right chest, the left side of your neck, the right side of your neck, the front of your neck, and the back of your neck. And just so basically everything but your face is tensed up right now. And now just do your best with me. We're going to release in the reverse order and just do your best, okay? Release the back of your neck, the front of your neck, the right side of your neck, the left side of your neck, the right side of your chest, the left side of your chest, your left upper arm, your right upper arm, your left forearm, your right forearm. Release the stomach and the upper abdomen, the lower abdomen, the right buttock, the left buttock, the right thigh, the left thigh, the right calf, the left calf, the right foot, and the left foot. And just rest for a moment. And just know that if we were all in the room together doing this, we would all be laughing a lot right now. because that is very confusing and it's very like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I can't even find my left thigh. What are you talking about? Right? But so let's try it again. Let's try it again. Is that a question, Brenda? No? Okay. So we're going to try it again. And what I'm going to go just as quickly, and I'm giving you permission to tighten up areas of the body even after we've gone through them, just to help. And actually I'll pause and help you do that. So let's begin again. Just take a nice deep breath. Exhale, soften from your crown down to your toes. Let your arms be flopped by your side. Legs are soft, chest, torso soft, neck soft, jaw soft. And let's begin again. Tense your left foot, your right foot, your left calf, your right calf, your left thigh, your right thigh, your left buttock, your right buttock, your lower abdomen, your upper abdomen, your stomach, your left forearm, your right forearm, your left upper arm, your right upper arm. Now let's stop and let's get everything from your stomach down in your legs. Get them retensed. Your arms, except for your hands, are tensed. And now we're going to add our left chest and our right chest. Now that includes the shoulder when you do that. Let's tighten, tense the left side of the neck, the right side of the neck, front of the neck and the back of the neck. Okay, so everything from your face down has some tension in it. And let's see if we can find and release the back of the neck, the front of the neck, the right of the neck, the left of the neck. Okay, and then reestablish everything from the shoulders down is tension. The neck is soft. And now let's release the right side of the chest, the left side of the chest, and now tighten those arms again because they probably loosened. Loosen the right upper arm, the left upper arm, the right forearm, the left forearm. And then tighten the stomach, the abdomen, and the legs again. Probably lost some tension in there. Okay. And now let's release the stomach and the upper abdomen. Release the lower abdomen. Tighten those buttocks and legs again if they soften. And now see if you can release the right buttock and the left buttock, the right thigh, the left thigh, the right calf, the left calf, the right foot and the left foot, and just release completely, whole body release. And if you're not enjoying this, just hang in here, hang in here, hang in here. Let's do it one more time. Okay. Bring some tension to the left foot, the left calf, the right calf. Now see if you can find those. At this moment, it's your feet and your calves that have tension. See if you can keep at least upper torso soft, arms soft, hands soft. Okay. And now let's add the left thigh and the right thigh and the left buttock and the right buttock. So now your buttocks and your legs have tension. See if you can keep your stomach, your chest, your arms, your head soft. And then let's add the lower abdomen, gently tightening, the upper abdomen and the stomach gently tightening. And then it's like we're expanding out to the forearms. That's the patterning. We're moving out to the forearms, left forearm tension, right forearm tension. And then we move up to the left upper arm tension, the right upper arm tension. So right now, your arms have tension, not your hands. Everything from your stomach down has tension. See if you can find that. And now let's bring tension to the left side of the chest. So the left side of the chest, including the shoulders, the scapula, the shoulder blade, and do the same on the right side. Tight, tensing gently the right side of the chest, includes the scapula and the shoulder. And then let's go to the neck. Very subtle. It doesn't take a lot, just a subtle tensing of the left side of the neck, the right side of the neck, the front of the neck, and the back of the neck. So now everything but your face has tension in your hands and your face. Okay? And this is why we don't want to hold tons of tightness, because that would take too much energy. All right, so let's see if we can begin to release one muscle group at a time. Let's start with the back of the neck, the front of the neck, the right and the left sides of the neck. So now neck is soft, face is soft. Everything from the shoulders down has tension except for the hands. Okay, and here we go. Let's release the right side of the chest, the left side of the chest. Bring tension back to the arms if they softened. Release the right upper arm, the left upper arm, the right forearm, the left forearm. And now engage, once again, engage any tension in the stomach, abdomen, and legs that has softened. And let's release the stomach and the upper abdomen and the lower abdomen. And then bring any tension back to your buttocks and your legs. And let's go for it. So let's release the right buttock, the right thigh, the left thigh, the right calf, the left calf, right foot, left foot, and relax, release, and rest. And we're going to do one more short version of this technique before we sit back up. So you've been introduced to the 20 major body parts that we use in this technique. And what we're going to do now is we're going to tense all of them at once. So this means you're tensing everything but your hands and your face and your jaw. Okay, so let's all together see if you can tense and just do it all together. Your feet, your legs, your buttocks, your torso, your arms, not your hands, your neck, not your face or jaw. Just tighten, hold, hold. And what we're going to do now is inhale and double exhale. Keep the face front and release everything. Just rest a minute. We're going to try that again. And you can play with whatever level of tension works for you at this point. If it's mild tension is what feels comfortable to your body, go for it. If you want to tighten up really tight so you're vibrating, that's fine too. Okay? So here's what we're going to do. We're going to inhale, and as we do, we're tensing the feet, the legs, the buttocks, the torso, the arms, the shoulders, the neck. Hands and face are soft. Vibrate, vibrate. Exhale, double exhale, release all at once. Release everything. And just flop. Soft. Heavy. And let's do it one more time. Okay, so we're going to do this time, we're going to coordinate the breath with the tensing of the muscles. And as we exhale, we're going to double exhale, just like the resurrection breath, but with our face forward. But the second exhale can be a little longer, so it's more of a, and the whole body releases all at once with that exhale. Okay, here we go. Begin to inhale and begin to tense the legs, the buttocks, the torso, the arms, the neck, everything but the hands and face. And then exhale, Release everything all at once. And just rest. And now, at this point, when you're resting, all your awareness is with the body. And you're going to bring your awareness to the back of the head. The back of the head, which we call the moon center. And you're going to imagine, as you rest here, that as you're inhaling, this breath is coming in through your moon center, filling your whole being with this delicious prana. And as you exhale your awareness exhaling through the nostrils. So we're inhaling gently. This isn't a deliberate thing. It's just let the natural breath breathe, inhaling through the moon center. Imagining that you're inhaling through the moon center and exhaling through the nostrils. And as you've trained yourself to do, as you're exhaling, the body is softening even deeper, releasing even deeper. And so begin to just gently wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, maybe stretch your legs, stretch your arms. And then when you're ready, gently turn to your right side. So you're laying on your right side, soft and easy. If you want to, you know, just kind of let your legs come up into more of a fetal position, that's totally fine if that feels good. Just resting here. Just reflecting on how that went for you, how that felt. And then when you're ready, just use your arms to lift yourself back to a seated position. And then come back to your seat, wherever that is. And there's no rush here. Take your time. So how was that? What did you experience as we did that?
The hardest part for me was keeping my hands and my face soft after everything was tightened.
I know. But I guarantee you, it's a skill you will develop. It's an important skill. Okay. Thank you, Lisa. Exactly, right? April, what were you going to say? What? No, go ahead.
We won't be able to have that resting bitch face even when we're mad.
April, what were you going to say?
Yeah, I noticed that I really struggled with when I released my neck, the different parts of my neck, my abdomen wanted to release too. So yeah. It was a real... like I kept thinking it happened every time. And so I was like observing that saying, wow, I wonder if there's some kind of, you know, I wonder what the connection is between the neck muscles and the abdomen muscles. Like why they kept immediately, you know, would release with the neck. And everything else would stay tight, but those would automatically release. And I'd have to like consciously like, oh, wait, why is my stomach, you know, relaxing? It was fascinating.
Interesting. Interesting. And I don't have an answer to that. Maybe our yoga people do. I don't know. Maybe Agnieszka or Lisa do, but I don't have the answer to that. But it's fascinating and interesting. Mm-hmm. Do either of our yoga people have an answer?
Well, the way I was taught is that when you release your tongue, which is, and then the root of the tongue in the throat, that releases the entire GI tract. So as this releases, it would be probably difficult to keep the stomach muscles engaged. I know it releases the organs, but maybe the muscles too. I don't know. But there is that connection.
That makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes even more sense in with what you taught us with the three-part breath and the when we were releasing. Okay, yeah. Somebody else, how did that, was it horrible? And it's like, why did you put me through this? Was it relaxing? Was it confusing?
It was extremely relaxing to the point that I lost you many times.
Oh, good. Okay. Thank you for admitting that. I'm sure you're not the only one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ramon.
I had the same experience as Agnieszka. Basically, I got lost in it. But to April's point, though, it was tough to kind of, you know, release something and keep tension in another. So when you're actually, the way you were talking about it made a lot of, it helped because it was like, okay, you know, come back and make sure the legs are tight. Even though you loosen this part of it, make sure you keep this tight. And then I was like, oh yeah, I got to re-engage that. But it was extremely relaxing. Extremely relaxing.
All right.
So yeah, I was unable to pretty much keep everything tightened, kind of like turning as we turned these, I guess, muscle fibers on one by one. There was no way I was able to keep all of them turned on for sure. Not at all. I lost complete track as I moved up. I was okay with that. And then when we went in the reverse direction, I just found that I just had to turn each one back on individually. Uh-huh. So then, but for the full thing, I think I was kind of able to get everything sort of reasonably tense and then relax. And so I found it, was definitely for sure it was relaxing. I'm just this business of whatever this mind is that seems to just go on and on and on to start learning these body things. I mean, there's a part of me that's just like, no, dude, no, sorry. You're not going to deal with your mind by this focus into the body. And of course that's not true because I'm seeing evidence to the contrary. And it's not like you, that I know that you're trying to teach us to connect the two. I have a story that you know all too well. And so I've kind of been envisioning like, okay, get out of the story, meaning leave it and then get into the body. It's almost like two separate parts. But I know that we're trying to sort of connect the two. Yes, you get out of the story, but the mind doesn't have to. The mind can be connected to the body. I'm rambling now. I'm sorry. So I'm just saying, I mean, this is another one of these things where, and of course, like I say, there's this disbelief in me. Really? We're going to do all, and you know what I mean? I mean, I can't kind of get, because it still doesn't really believe it. But I'll just tell the group that I had to work with Karen in almost an emergency session the other day. And the first thing we focused on was the Adam's apple, or one of the first things. And I was like, why are we going to the and it's like, so, okay, great. What the hell is the Adam's apple and the tubes in the ears? I got to tell you, you know, the mind was like, no, why would you even, just come on, stupid. We got a bunch of story stuff to deal with up here. But I'm telling you, went to the Adam's apple, whatever it is, and entered the body, and then, you know, it helps to calm the mind down, and it helps calm the story down. So that's a very long way of a non-answer. I guess, I don't know if I guess if I could say one more thing. Karen knows my mom very well. She's an unbelievably loving woman. But I was on the phone with her. I just finally said, Mom, you have to stop interrogating me about how this meditation thing is going. Because she's fascinated with it, which I love. It's like, I don't know. I cannot answer this stuff for you. I can't. And I spent my entire life, you and I even together have spent our entire lives just freaking beating everything to death and solving it. And so I don't know, Mom. I don't know. So that's enough out of me. Probably was not really an answer.
No. Steve, that was actually great. That was great. And I'm going to give you permission to tell your mom that I encourage you guys not to talk about this with your families. Yeah. And I really do. It's like they don't get it and they don't need to get it. And you don't want to be in a position where you're trying to teach them something because they're looking... Hard truth, but we start doing this and we're noticing changes in us. And we have these great things. It's like, oh my God, da 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 da, right? I just learned this. And they're looking at us going, you're still the same person I was with, you know, a few weeks ago. What are you telling me how to do my life? You know, this works for you. Leave me alone. And so let's just let it work for us and leave them alone. Because the truth is that over time you are going to shift. And they will be the last ones to acknowledge you're shifting. Because they have such history with you that they, even when you've changed, they see how you were. Even if you do something different just once, they're going to go, yeah, that's weird. They must have been on drugs or they must have been, you know, had too much wine or something, right? And so they're like, they're giving an excuse. They aren't going to see you. They are not the place to be validated. This is where we get validated. We come in here and we go, okay. And this is my go-to example. I kept my mouth shut 5 seconds longer than I did yesterday before I blew. That's the progress. And we know it. They don't give a fuck. It's still blue, right? But we know the progress is in that 5 seconds. So this is where we validate. And so maybe it didn't occur to me to say this before, but maybe we really want to set it. Don't talk to your family about it. So just tell your mom next time that I said, don't talk about it. Because here's actually a good reason. Because it's too raw. It's too new. And for some reason, we're talking about more Christian Bible stuff today, but there is a story in the Bible, and I don't know the exact place or what it is because it's been so long, but it's where they say that anybody who is changing, is becoming a prophet, or is changing in that way, they need to go away from their home and stay there until they are strong enough, come back home and be who they newly are. Because the people in their home aren't going to let them change. It's like, it's just human. It's just human. So let's maybe do that for ourselves and say, this is where we talk about our, what we're doing, our growth. And it's too tender. It's too new. It's not stable and fully formed yet. So we don't talk about it. And so Steve, you just say very gently, Karen said, told us not to talk about it. Oh God, but I don't want it to be like a cult or something, and a thing where you can't fucking talk about it. I don't know the answer. Now I'm going, fuck, that was bad advice. Shit.
I mean, one of the books, it's one of the two, I can't remember of the, it's the Zen or the other one, talk somewhere about, you know, not talking to family members about it. It's it's not the end. I think she gets it, but I was just, I mean, you know, my mom, I think she gets it. It's not like, but I think the rawness is especially the key. It's too, it's too difficult to try to explain, among other things, besides also the self, what is that word? Selfing. Selfing is one of the words that, I think Zen uses. I mean, it's just like, I don't want to get into my like, oh, well, I'm learning all this meditation stuff. And, you know, she's not, you know, I'll just start. I think part of that's what it says. It's like, if I'm asked to explain it, then my selfing and ego is going to take over and be like, well, let me tell you the difference between this and, you know, your fourth step and, you know, shut up, dude. Anyway, I don't know. I have to plug my laptop in because it's losing juice.
Me too. That's what I'm doing right now.
Of course, I'm losing juice too, but.
Karen, can I mention something about cult-like behavior?
Yes.
For clarification.
Yeah.
Yeah. Part of what I think people may be experiencing, I'm experiencing, is that we're in our families of origin and there's some deeply ingrained dysfunctional belief patterns. And when you start to change, it makes them uncomfortable too, because you're messing with the status quo. And if you change too much, some of these dysfunctional patterns, a lot of people are out of jobs. They don't know how to act around you again. And so you have to kind of really be strong when you go in. Even like if an alcoholic leaves the family to get recovered, the family needs to recover and change too, because that alcoholic coming back in learned great things, got sober. The family doesn't even know him. They're like, dude, change back because we don't know how to relate to you. And so it's not like, just don't tell anybody, this is a secret society kind of thing. Just give yourself a minute to heal before you go out and run that marathon, you know, without the bandages and the scars. Cause I think like we're digging into some deep stuff and ripping off some dysfunctional patterning here. And it takes time to heal it.
What she said. That was really well said, Lisa. Really well said. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. All right. Well,
and my husband usually asks, you know, when I come out, he'll be like, so how was class? I say, it was great. And I've said to him, I'll let you know if I want to tell you more.
Oh, Brenda, that's excellent.
Yeah. And he's great with that. But that, Steve, that could maybe work with your mom. Like, thank you for being interested. I will let you know when I'm ready to talk about it. Like, that could be a really good boundary.
Yeah. No, I think about all the, like, some of you folks had shared things with your moms and stuff like that. And my mom, we have a long history. My mom, luckily at this point in her life, is literally the dysfunction is, there's a lot of dysfunction behind it, but it's all out of the picture. And for the most part, she is just at 83 years old up for just about anything in terms of the world of healing, health, wellness. And, you know, luckily this isn't a conflict thing, but I think the biggest thing, among other things, at least in terms of my relationship specifically with her, is because we are so close and we do talk about everything and have for years. It was an interesting, like, I don't want to hurt her and I know she'll get it, but I can't really talk about this with you. And, you know, the biggest thing is the rawness in terms of Lisa's point. There's a lot of old dysfunction that I think has been, you know, we've kind of worked through, if you will. But I can't, I'll leave it at that. So I appreciate everything everybody's.
So here's, oftentimes what happens is we come into a program like this and we're changing and people are concerned that we're going to come back at them with stuff. Right? I mean, I know when my daughter went into therapy, it was like, oh fuck. Right. And it was all my work to go, okay, I know I did stuff. I know I did it. And I wanted to know what she was, you know, what. And she was really clear. Mom, I don't want to talk about this with you. But let's just be compassionate for the fact that they've got some, whoa, what's going to happen? Are they going to, what is this going to do in terms of their opinion of me and all of my things I did wrong and badly and because I didn't know better, which is their thought. They don't realize that everybody's doing the best they can. They don't know that yet. And so there's a little bit of fear and concern. And the best antidote for that, I think, is to just really assure everybody in your world, this is about you. In other words, this is about me. It's not about them at all. And just say, I'm working on me. I'm working on me. This is about me. Because really it is. I mean, and to be blunt about it, Steve getting frustrated with his mom is not about Lucy at all. It's about Steve. It's about his frustration, right? And that's what we're here to do, is to work on us. We're not here to blame, shame, or any of that, anybody else. We're taking our power back, which is a segue into drawing us right back to this technique we did, is about taking your power back. And I will explain that metaphysically, what we're doing energetically, when we do that technique. Okay. But let's take a break. Let's take 10 minutes and we'll come back and I'll explain to you what's behind what we just did. Okay. All right, everybody. So go grab some coffee, some food, whatever you need. And we'll take this up again when we get back. And Steve, thank you for that. That was beautiful.
Thank you for listening to me.
Absolutely.